Linda presents this unabridged recording of Believe in Me, written by Lucy Neave and read by Kathy Ogden. I would like to write down the portions of my mother's story that I know, but I'm not sure exactly what happened to her in the year before I was born. At times, the anecdotes she told about her life make sense. At others, I traverse a tightrope high above the ground and have to feel the empty air beneath so that I can move from one known place and time to another. The story of my mother begins 30 years ago in 1974, the year before I was born. This was when, in Australia, a human skeleton estimated to be at least 40,000 years old, sprinkled with ochre and buried with ceremony, was uncovered in the shifting sands around a dry lake bed. In that year too, Philippe Petit made 8 passes across a high wire strung between the Twin Towers in New York, wearing flares that looked wide enough to trip him. My mother's name was Sarah. If I can inhabit her consciousness even a little, it might help me see who I am. Imagine that I'm creating a reversible figure within a silhouette of a candlestick, for example. There lies hidden the profiles of 2 lovers. Sarah is the candlestick. To make her as true to life as possible, I'll use her scrapbooks, which are filled with overlapping pictures and souvenirs and notes. I can also draw on my memory. I'm living in Sydney, Australia, in 2004, and I need to walk towards the future without always looking back. Sarah was insulated from the assumed freedoms of the 1970s. No one at her church said that she couldn't show her thighs, but she apprehended the message without being told. Back then, she lived in Poughkeepsie in upstate New York, but was too young to go to Woodstock in 1969 and so missed hearing the words to Jefferson Aeroplane's White Rabbit about how one pill could make you bigger and another could make you small. The lyrics might have aided her in a metaphysical way. They might have helped her to see beyond the strictures of her daily life. Music was important to her. Before she left her hometown, she hummed "Jesus Never Broke My Heart" as she walked in the woods at the back of her house. She said, "Goodbye, goodbye," to the trees, birds, and all the animals hiding in plain sight. Could she have really done this? Was she so naive, so trusting? She was already 18 years old.